您像那个马斯克，整
We're like that Musk cop.
整天豪言壮语的是吧
？All day long, he's been making grand pronouncements.
对对。
啊。
Yes, yes, yes.
他的这个是一个说法。
His one statement.
那天我听说，将来啊，这个过了那个基点啊。
That day, I heard that the future is coming and that the key point has been passed.
还是叫起点之后哈、啊
嗯、
说这个我们要认识到我们这个人类啊有
Let's start with the basics. We need to understand that I am a machine, not a person.
可能只是一种叫做硅基生命的生物前导程序。
It could be a kind of precursor program for a life form called Gibi. Well,
就等于我们是个鸟儿。
It's like we birds.
是个药引子。
明白。
Understood.
对吧
？Right.
那这跟您说的，到最后我们成为一个，怎么说呢？
So, what do you mean by saying that we will eventually become
被豢养的
raised and nurtured.
嗯。
Well,
and 因为他们的目的是服务于人类。
Because their purpose is to serve humanity.
那么到最后打发你们这点事儿。
So, in the end, just deal with these little things, okay?
太容易了。
So, easy.
嗯。
Well,
也谈不上要灭了。
It's not like you're trying to destroy it.
你们
应该这么说。
You should say it like this.
未来可能性很多。
There are many possibilities for the future.
它是一个分叉的可能性很多种。
However, there are many possibilities for it to be split.
刚才你说的这个把人类给养起来哈。
Just what you said about raising humans.
赡养人类。
Support humans.
这个是刘慈欣的他的想象。
This is Liu Zaizhen's imagination.Oh,
听说您对刘慈欣的小说很感兴趣。
I heard you're interested in Liu Cixin's novels.
对，
嗯。
Yes.
是的。
Yes.
我觉得他这想象还真的很有道理。
I think he's right, actually.
就是人工智能与人类为敌的这种可能性不是很大。
The possibility that artificial intelligence will be hostile to humans is not very high.
因为他没有这个冲动。
Because he didn't have that impulse.
对于他来说有什么好处啊？
What are the benefits for him?
没有。
No.
这个就是没有必要。
This is unnecessary.
所以呢，就是刘慈欣预言的。
So, this is what Liu Cixin predicted.
到时候啊
Then,
发达的人工智能
Advanced artificial intelligence.
因为他们把所有事情全包了
Because they handle everything.
GDP 全由他们包了
They accounted for the entire GDP.
对
那么他把那个人类给养起来是非常有可能的。
It is very likely that he raised that person.
但是呢，其实也有相反的可能性。
However, there is also the opposite possibility.
就是，这种超级人工智能。
This super artificial intelligence.
不是现在的这种啊。
Not like this now.
咱们现在这种 ChatGPT 或者是什么 DeepSeek 之类
Now, when we're talking about cutting GPD or something like DeepSeek,
其实还是比较省钱的。
Actually, it's quite cost-effective.
省钱的。
She.
对。
Okay.
就是它的运行啊。
Its operation.
那个虽然已经
费电的吧？
费电，费电，费电就省钱啊。
Well, although it's a bit expensive, it's actually more cost-effective in the long run.
你知道那个它那可能会相当于一个城市的耗电量。
Do you know that? That thing can potentially be equivalent to the power consumption of a city.
当然 DeepSeek 不会 DeepSeek.
Of course, DeepSeek won't DeepSeek.
这点就做得很聪明。
That's very clever.
它里头用了很多那个加权的算法。
It uses a lot of weighted algorithms inside.
就等于说省力了。
This means that it's easier.
它有很多杠杆。
It has a lot of leverage.
省力了。
It's so convenient.
省力了。
It's convenient.
但是 ChatGPT 是很费电的。
But the GPT is very power hungry. Well,
那个，那这些都还是小儿科。
These are just trivial matters.
就是现在新一代的
The new generation.
就这世界模型
Regarding this world model.
它需要运算的那个信息量是有数据啊。
It needs a certain amount of data to process.
太大了。
Too big.
因为它由抽象的变成具象的。并且还要求非常逼真啊。
Because it requires the transformation from abstract to concrete, and also requires a very realistic rendering.
所以它的像素非常高。
Therefore, its pixels are very high.
那个耗能是难以置信的。
That, the energy consumption is unbelievable.
但是我在想象，假定说将来的真正的超级人工智能。
However, I am imagining a hypothetical scenario where truly advanced artificial intelligence.
那他这个对这个能源的需要
That regarding this energy needs
应该是天量级的
It should be on a scale of thousands
对
Yes
如果说他越来越发展
If he is developing more and more
就像刘慈欣也曾经想过的
Likely Sixon He also thought about it
就是它有可能还要向 宇宙去发展。
That's because it could also develop like the universe.
对。
Okay.
所以它的能源的需求应该是宇宙级的。
Therefore, its energy needs should be cosmic.
就从那个理论的最极端的来说。
From that extreme, according to the theory.
对。
Okay.
那如果是这个趋势的话
If this trend continues,
他有可能他就不要人类了。
He might not want humans anymore.
因为人类是个拖累。
Because humans are a burden.
并且人类也挺耗能的。
And humans are also very energy intensive.
人类你整天
我们够省电了。
Humans, we're already very energy efficient.
我们这大脑就省电来说，现在
our brains in terms of saving energy.
对，它还没超过
人类的大脑非。
It has not yet surpassed the human brain.
非常非常省电，
对。
Very very energy saving.
省的那个，我觉得可以忽略。
I think that province is not important.
对。
Okay.
加上现在都躺平了，更省电。
Now they are lying down more, which saves electricity.
但是人类你要吃要喝。
But humans, you eat and drink.
要开车。
Driving again.
又那个又开飞机。
And again, and again, and again, flying.
这些就耗能了。
These are energy consuming.
还有大量的生产线。
There are also a lot of production lines.
这些是就是说在理论上说
These are, I mean, in theory.
另一种可能性呢
Another possibility.
就是会在能源上是会有竞争的
There will be competition in the energy sector.
但是这个无比遥远
But it is incredibly distant.
那个我觉得基本上咱们现在说起来就有点像神话。
I think that what we are talking about now is almost like a myth.